All right, well, join me in an attitude of prayer followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you so much. Thank you for the weather. Thank you for the rain, Lord. And we know that we need the winter rains. And thank goodness that it's not turned into snow, that we're okay that way. But those of us who are to our west are getting some of that stuff like we had last year. I think it was around the 20th or so. What date was that last year, Judy? Was that the 20th? Huh? 25th, so, yeah. Anybody wants to see, I took a picture of our front yard, which looked like a Pennsylvania yard. But we don't have any of that here this time, so we're grateful for that. And we thank you for the opportunity for Sarah Campbell to come, Lord. And we pray for all of the people that like Bethel that over the years, that maybe I can make some phone calls and get them to come and be a part of this as we can think about what we need to do. Phil mentioned one day that maybe we just need to start over. And that's not a bad idea either. We don't have to close anything up to start over. We just have a new vision and a new hope for this little church. Because we have a wonderful story to tell in Jesus' name. And thank you for being able to pray and to be able to pray openly when the disciples asked Jesus if he would teach them to pray like John the Baptist taught his disciples. And Jesus said, pray this prayer, this model prayer, for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.